The National Football League has taken some steps in recent years to protect players from concussions. And if you have a kid in a youth league, you know they are as well. Well, now the state of Tennessee has established a rating system to help parents better understand which leagues have the best safety standards. And the NFL's top doctor has pledged to help spread Tennessee's program across the country. Blake Farmer from member station WPLN in Nashville reports.
The Gallatin Soccer Club is one of just a handful of leagues to achieve Tennessee's Safe Stars Gold designation, the highest level.
And are y'all's socks over y'all's shin guards?
Yeah.
And are y'all wearing shin guards?
Student referee Abby Bodie makes a bunch of 5-year-old boys tap their shins to prove they're protected. It's something you'd see on just about any kid's soccer field. But risk director Shane Davis says the difference now is that pregame policy has been put down on paper.
The things that we were already doing that were, club known, the stuff that everybody knew you had to do it, it had to be in writing.
Davis says there's a tough it out attitude in some youth leagues that many parents no longer tolerate.
All of our kids play, and we love our kids, and all of us coach. Nobody wants to see anybody's kid hurt.
But meeting all the standards did hurt the nonprofit league's bottom line. The most expensive component is buying an AED, a defibrillator machine. Davis says that was $1,200. But health officials say an AED needs to become standard. It's required even to meet the minimum safety level of bronze. Alex Diamond is a pediatrician who helped design the rating system.
Those criteria on that bronze list are responsible for 90% of the deaths that we see in youth sports. And so if we can even just make a dent in that, we're making a significant difference.
At the launch event for the Safe Stars program, referee Travis Childers recalled stepping in to save a boy's life who collapsed during a basketball game. He used an AED that was stored in the gymnasium to revive the boy.
His coach had this deer in the headlight look, and that's something that needs to change.
All of it demands much more from volunteer coaches, background checks, a plan for a sudden allergic reaction, and at least 2 coaches per league certified in CPR. They're even required to commit to creating a positive environment. The regulations also mandate training for coaches to recognize the signs and symptoms of concussions and setting a policy for when kids can return to play. Leagues also have to explain how they intend to prevent concussions. Former NFL defensive lineman Albert Hainsworth says his own sons have football coaches that don't seem to care about safe tackling or avoiding unnecessary collisions.
I have to figure out some kind of way to vet these guys at being coaches, because just because you got free time and you got a son on the team doesn't mean that you're a coach.
The NFL is starting to embrace this new certification program in Tennessee. Alan Sills, who's a neurosurgeon at Vanderbilt Medical Center, is also the league's chief medical officer.
Let's get to where parents demand this for their kids, for their schools, and for their youth leagues.
Sills says he'll do all he can to involve the NFL. The Players Union made a similar commitment, with a representative calling it a way to save the sport. For Here and Now, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.